I'm saying in this album. I'm saying,
wait.
I remember what it.
Fuck, I always fuck it up. Oh well. Did I fuck it up?
And that's what I'm saying in this album. I'm saying,
whatever.
I remember what it's all about now, you fuckers. You know, fuck you all. That's what right. I'm saying, you know, fuck you all.
Imagine this.
One, two, three, four. Imagine there's no heaven, 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 heaven. It's easy. If you try. No hell. Below us, bus, bus. And above us, only sky. Imagine all the people, living for today. Imagine there's no countries.
Countries.
It is not hard to do.
Yeah, right.
Nothing to kill or die for. And no religion, too. It's a good idea. Imagine all the people.
My goddamn land.
Living side by side. Peace. You can say, I'm a dreamer. But I'm not the only one. And, I hope someday you'll join me and the world will live as one, two, three, four. Imagine no possessions.
I need to change that right now.
If you can, no need for greed or hunger. The brotherhood of man. Imagine.
My ugly looks much better now.
Sharing.
At least I'm nice and pixelated.
Imagine. Thank you very much. Peace. We strive for peace. Let's come together.
One, two, three, four.
Imagine.
That's me.
All I'm saying is give peace a chance.
If your controlling will ejaculate for a minute or two, believe me that that's perfectly normal.
Let's come together. All I'm saying is give peace a chance.
Peace of duty, a piece of chocolate, that's the question. Like looking through linoleum on the crisis ain't mean. I don't understand nothing no more. Anyway, I have a vagina, my name is Madge, and I'm drinking instant coffee today because I'm out of beans. Al Sharpton'st? What are you talking about, Al Sharpton'st? What are you talking about, Al Sharpton? Huh? What an honor the good Reverend Al Sharpton's is here. What the heck are you talking about, Al Sharpton? I don't have no neck. Why do I never have necks in line? Please, I have a new version of Live that I'm using now. Maybe it'll work. I mean, it worked before. I mean, maybe it'll work. What is that noise coming out of my giner? Hell down. Some noise coming out of my clit. How down?
I've come to Baghdad to interview the president.
Oh, that's
of Iraq,
still. Oh, Jalal fuck Talibani. Off. Jalal Talibani. Listen, Bicycle Mark is coming on the show. We have some things to talk about. I.e., my gine and my clitoris. I know you might, those of you who are ill informed homosexuals, may think that the gine and the clitoris are really a redundancy, but they're not. Fuck face. Meanwhile, I'll just eat my bundt cake and say next in line. He had to go over to his squat in Amsterdam. He has the internet because his internet's out at home. Meanwhile, I will be saying next in line, please. Since I can't find the recording, next in line, please. 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 Okay, are we done? All right. Listen, I have three vaginas. No, six. No, eight. 12. 11. 80. I forget. You know, I was thinking maybe I will try doing the show at night, but I'm not going to. Oh, you know what? That reminds me. Let me Twitter that I'm on here because some people don't know. Twittering. Yeast Radio Live now. Yeast Radio Live now. See me broadcasting. Yeah, broadcasting right to 18 people. That's really broad. Next in lives, please. Next in lives, please. Next in lives, please. I was just ready. I got my, well, never mind. I was transferring money into another currency. Cabbage rolls and coffee. Good. Cabbage rolls and coffee. Good. Does anybody remember Stan and Yosha Schmengi? Anybody who finds me a recording of Stan and Yosha Schmengi from SCTV singing that Cabbage Rolls and Coffee song, I'll give you, I'll show you my lips. Okay? Was somebody find? I knew Andy Vera would know that because she's almost as old as I am, about 1,080. 1,080 is a resolution of an HD camera sometimes. Did you know that, people? Oh, wait a sex cunt. Hold on, I gotta turn on this thing. Let's see. Oh, it's on. So we're waiting for Bicycle Mark to come. Let's see. Bicycle Mark. I gotta see if I can send him a text. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, penis, vagina. Well, he's probably on his bicycle. I don't want to knock him off the bicycle. Oh, well. Maybe you should both get fucked. You and you and you. There's Andy, too. Did y'all like Andy's Sermon on the Mount? Also known as Sermon on Himself. By the way, I have an ironic announcement to make. Remember yesterday I was begging for money so that I can survive and not die of a cruel death of mental illness? Yeah. Thankfully, one person sent me money. The ironic thing is it's the one person who I explicitly said does not need to send me money. Sharon from Tampon sent me 1 3 0s, which, of course, as I mistakenly realized when she told me, it's $10. Thank you, Sharon. Diddly what? Oh, my God. We have to see if Gus is on, Chris, because I found out I have a listener named Gus, and he's under 18. So yesterday I left the sensor filter on. Oh, you heard. Okay. Auntie Vera, that was not Texan Edna Boyle. What I was referring to, Stan and Yo Schmengi, the Schmengis, singing Cabbage Rolls and Coffee. Good. I'm glad you like the program, Chris. See, there's some shows that I actually like that I do, and they're very few and far between. Yesterday's show was one that I actually enjoyed. Your 13-year-old cousin visiting. Christ on a stick. This is so good. Key lime processed bundt cake starring. I must have that partially hydrogen. No, what's the new thing to hate today? Oh my God, no way. 470 calories for a bunch. That's the last time I'll be eating this. Why do I look at these damn things? A warning, this product contains eggs, wheat, milk, and soy. May be allergic to lesbians. Ingredients, sugar. Oh, it has sugar, not corn syrup. It doesn't have that high. Oh, so it's good for you. Uh-huh. It ain't got none fructose. Cheryl's not on today. And I think the language of Cheryl's pharynx is a universal one. I think it's enough to scare children in all walks of... You have a French cousin? A French speaker? Does he speak English? Sorry, I realized something. When I did listen to the program yesterday, I realized that I'm talking to the comments without repeating them for the audience. Anyway, I liked yesterday's show was the kind of show I like. So if you ever want to know like what kind of show that I do that I feel satisfied by, it's that one. And I don't know why. Oh, I think I liked having Ali on. Because he kept thinking I was mispronouncing things. And I also liked the music, even though most people are too dumb to like it. Mmm. It tastes a little bit like it got some cheese in it. So, Mark, you're at the computer. Why is your cousin keeping you from getting online? I don't understand. You're obviously talking to me. Huh? Listening to people eat is delightful. That's true. Well, fortunately for you, I'm done. Gotta get his what to log in? Chris, why don't you turn off the goddamn censorship? You can do it. I was just jiving. I won't ask if Mark's cousin is a hot... Andy, you are disgusting. He's 13. Did you not see that part? God, you're gross, Andy. Don't be gross. It's bad enough to be morbidly obese. Don't be gross. I mean, you're the Lord. You're right, it didn't take long to eat 450 calories. I think it's a lie. That's a lie. Fortunately, I have my favorite yoga class today, though, so that'll burn 12. Carbs are so last a millennium. Don't worry about carbs. B.W. Valentine says, and 90 carbs, huh? You enjoy watching me get obeser and beaser? All right, I'm going to play a news show from yesterday, and then, hello? Oh, there I am. Listen to me. I was very happy with this. Oh, my God, Bicycle Kaleida is ready. Lord have the mercy. Well, why don't you give me a fucking call then, for Christ's vagina on a stick. Oh, there you are. Enjoying Newark walking tours on Blip TV, but that's great. I'm calling you, in case you can't hear that. I got three vaginas. Oh, my God, I hope I'm recording. Oh, yes, I am. Okay. Hello?
Hello.
You're not downloading any episodes of The Wire, are you?
I am not downloading any Wire. I'm using a squatter's here? Network.
Oh, okay.
My cousin is here, but he's on the other side of the table.
He's not watching these big old titty.
Yeah, he ain't interested.
Okay. Oh, wait, Weagle wants to talk, too. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on! All right.
How do I sound, by the way, Madge? Besides, like, I'm in
you
a cathedral.
You sound fine. Because... You sound better than when you're at home.
Well, that's because the Orange, these privatized telecom companies are screwing us over.
You too, huh?
Oh, you know what they said? They said, hi, Chris. Is he there? He's not there. Anyway, this telecom company.
Am I here now?
You know what, Chris is here when you hear 1,000 different airplanes in the background. Like he's a...
It's like a parade every time.
Is that working now?
For the parade. Right. Oh, okay. That's going to be
it's really working now.
Carol Channing. Before
no,
the
I was all the cables were unhooked because I had to use this camera last night. Sorry.
Now let's skip the. So you were saying about Orange? Will you stop making that fucking noise? That's Ali's shtick.
What?
I was talking to Chris.
What?
He was doing Ali's shtick of making too much fucking noise, driving me crazy.
How does it work? I can't do his voice so well. Go ahead, Mark.
What?
Not even his.
What?
I can't do his voice.
What?
Can't do a spoof.
Oh, Mr. Simpson.
I was very happy.
That's what Boise does, right?
I did a response to one of these comments. Somebody wrote a comment, and I was so proud of my response to it that I just have to read it. I don't often do this, but somebody wrote, Anthony wrote, "Hi, Madge, love the crazy thing. I will be slow to respond to what I feel are racist comments. I know that all this is comedy. I know you are not racist, Madge, but there are a lot of shitty fags who are." But that's funny in itself. Shitty fags. Okay. And I wrote back, Anthony, which racist comments are you referring to? Sorry, I thought it was funny.
You gotta narrow it down.
Yeah. And they said, I called Hillary a lie, and someone responded with a racial comment toward Obama, and I responded with, learn your history, white person. I love racisms. This is so great. I didn't come off well with my response. I sounded like an angry Obama supporter, Wanda Wisdom mentioned prior. See, we don't like to move our tenses back and forth. I'm angry, but not just at you, but not at you, at Hillary. Just at Hillary and the shitty Republic. Oh, who cares? I don't mean to poke fun of you, Anthony. I just thought that there was some funny humor in that statement at nobody's expense but my own.
Well, that was interesting.
Waste problems.
All right. So anyway, my vagina smells, gentlemen.
Can we see? Is Jeffrey Taylor here? I was in France, you know.
Granny Teedy is not. I mean, Jeffrey Taylor's not here, but Granny Teedy, I expect to appear tomorrow. Granny Teedy is, I believe, a distant grandmother of one of those people who you didn't just not mention. I know you were there. Did you have a nice time? You were visiting with the America Blags, right? Who look at these
things?
Yeah,
I was with the America.
Look at these big things.
I had dinner with not only the America blog people, but also you. I think you met, maybe you didn't meet him. I don't know. There's this guy that worked for the State Department in Paris, and Madge. He volunteered to be transferred to one of the provinces in Afghanistan.
Which one? The one with all the opium, probably.
The one next to Waziristan.
It's perfectly normal, somebody says. Shitty fags are perfectly normal.
Yeah, he kind of was.
Perfectly normal. People are always telling me that the stream is lagging, but I wish people would understand that's an individual item. Let me complete my transfer. Did I complete it? Let's see. I'm transferring money so that I can into it's euros. Don't worry, it's not. I'm just transferring money to euros. So I finally got the bank account set up in the Channel Islands so I can actually store money. Why is that funny? I'm serious.
I would have thought Pacho would have given you an offshore account years ago.
There's no room for any more of those. Which reminds me, I may have to leave suddenly if my solicitor calls. Very expensive. So anyway,
solicitor general?
Mostly. So Mark and I had sent Mark an email, of course, which the contents of which I forgot. We were supposed to discuss something. What was it?
It was the
Pakistan.
Pakistan. Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
And there was another one. What was the other one?
It was about copyright attempt,
Okay, I talked about Pakistan in the clip I just played. But I'd rather talk about the copyright because that's a much more complicated issue and relevant to my life, and that's all that matters.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was the article that you sent me. It was listed on Tech Dirt, which I don't read, but it was about how
I like Tech Dirt most of the time. I mean, who likes blogs or every single post? You have exceeded the time limit you were given in which to accept the rate. Oh God, get rates.
They just take all your money.
It's always the same rate. It's $30.
Are those gold money people still have my money? Anyway,
did you not get your CAP validation? Did you not fill out those forms or what?
I filled out just an online nothing form, and it was easy to send them money. But then when I wanted to get it out, they started asking me for the birth certificate stuff and all this crap that I don't really feel like getting them.
Are you not hooked in so that you just automatically transfer in and out of your own bank or what?
Apparently only one way, the part that goes from my bank to theirs.
I see.
But anyway, I didn't spend more than 50 beans, so yeah. I'll try and get those 50 beans back, because beans are probably worth more than dollars anyway.
Well, call Max, because it's his buddy.
Is it? Oh, interesting.
Yeah, Max, that's Max's friend that runs that thing. So if I would definitely, if you seriously are having a problem with them, call Max. In fact, I think you mentioned it to him on a show, but.
And he was slightly concerned. I met up with Max and Stacy in the Paris at their favorite bar, which is hilarious. Everybody seems to say hello to them, but nobody really knows them.
Yeah,
they enjoyed a Coke.
By the Sorbonne. That's right.
By the Sorbonne, that's right. On the Rue Mouffetard.
Yes, I know how that feels.
Mouffetard?
I'm Mouffetarded. We had a video about that.
I remember, it was classic.
So can you explain this? Did you read? Do you understand the South Park? South Park. Why am I saying that?
I don't know why you said South Park. Because it reminds you of South Park.
No, somebody said something about a South Park song on the track. That somebody said. So there's this copyright law that evidently. Is it still open for discussion in the House or what, or is it thrown out? And it's part of a broader bill called the Crime Simplification Act, which is extremely scary sounding and Orwellian, as the article says. Did you see that?
Yeah, I don't know if it's passed. I have the bill in front of me. It's called H.R. 4128, right? Criminal Code Modernization and Simplification Act. This thing is insane. It's dated November 8th, 2007.
Yeah.
And it basically encompasses any crime you can ever think of. it really does. There's a whole section for unborn children.
What?
What are the unborn children up to today? What are the unborn children being taught in our schools, Mark?
They're being taught evolution. That's the problem.
Oh, damn it.
What you do it is you actually put a little wire in through the fallopian tubes, and
pump in the share to make them gay.
The shit?
Homosexual agenda.
The view.
Was there really a... I only looked at the copyright part. I didn't realize there's something... They're trying to simplify crimes, and this is what's... And if you look at the punishments and the things for copyright, and one of the things I wanted to try and discuss and find out is... Are the copyright laws that, basically what the Techter article was saying is just the mere intent to break copyright law is sufficient enough to warrant a prison term.
That's what Alberto Gonzalez tried to do, but he wasn't able to. But what the point of that article is that Congress has a bill that does this anyway. And somewhere in here, I'm at the Protection of Unborn Children section, partial birth is listed. And
so partial birth is...
Ugly.
What is this? Banned. Proposed or passed legislation?
That's what we're trying to. Go to techdirt.com, Chris. There's an article yesterday. It says something about Big Brother or something.
Tech Dirt. I've never been to this website.
It's a good blog. They talk about technology with respect, how politics and stuff can impact technology. It's a good tech blog. It's not like the 99.9 repeating percent that suck.
It's right up there with Robert Scoble.
Okay, here, I have the link. I'm going to put it in the chat room for all these extremely pathetic. I'm not going to call them apathetic because I'm going to call them the opposite of apathetic because I know they care. So they're pathetic, audience.
Mm-hmm. I will tell you if it's passed, Chris, and everyone else.
Okay. The people, although Geese TV,
show?
I'm getting excited. No. Is that Arena Slutsky?
Oh, I like her.
Geeks TV. Why did the woman dress? That sounds like her language. I think she is disguising her appearance with an axe.
Anyway. At this point, it hasn't been voted on. It just says introduced November 8th, 2007. It was sponsored by James Sensenbrenner, Wisconsin, Republican.
Republican. No kidding.
Yeah. Show all actions. This is a great site, this Open Congress.
Why did he woman dress? Oh, he woman. I thought it said, why did the woman dress? It said, why did he woman dress? That's definitely Irina Sklutsky.
It's not Slutsky,
by the way. It's Slutsky.
Slutsky. Studi.
Anyway, go ahead.
Arena Studi. December 3rd, 2007, it's been referred to the Subcommittee on Crime, Terrorism, and Homeland Security, which is probably one of the worst subcommittees there ever was. And that's where it is sitting, thankfully, not doing anything.
Irina, what do you think about these big old titty?
Attempted copyright infringement.
Yeah.
Attempted.
I saw, Chris, I saw you eyeing that film. You were thinking, I could get a copy of this.
I have something in my breast in order to show to Irina. Go ahead. Please discuss.
I was thinking of hand transcribing all scenes from The Hottie or the Naughty, but now I'm going to be...
Excuse me, what the hell is that?
Guantanamo.
Is that a new podcast?
I was going to draw caricatures of those fat man videos on YouTube. Did I just come out of you?
Yes, I've got a lot of things in my breast.
Oh, welcome. GoDaddy. Madge 1, Madge 2.
And Madge 3. And
Madge 3.
And Madge get fired. Hold on a sec, Scott. Hold on. I mean, keep talking. I just can't hear you.
Save up the 30% on your quick blog.
Oh, I can hear you a little bit in the back.
Oh, Christ.
I was just reading an article about how if GoDaddy pulls their sponsorship of podcasts everywhere, then the entire financial model of podcasting with advertising is going to collapse.
Of course. Well, no, they'll have that tequila sponsor that management won't use out of principle.
Oh, my God.
Not there it is.
Ooh, I'm hot. Ooh, look at these titties. I think this is supposed to somehow go under.
I think you're supposed to pour ice water on yourself.
That's supposed to hide the breast. Now I have nothing to make my breast bigger, though. How down?
All natural drugs.
Yeah, we're the enemy. Isn't that funny? Gay people are the enemy to Republicans.
Actually, so then in the same article that was about if GoDaddy pulls its support for podcasts, there was a mention of the fact that my...
Wait. I missed that. Can you please go back to that?
But podcasters only want to keep GoDaddy in business.
Hold on a second. What did you say about GoDaddy pulling support?
Nothing's happening. It was just an article that I was telling Chris about and the audience.
What did the article say?
Dude 2008 wants to know if that's bunt cake in your shirt. And he spells bunt in
the jewels.
Well, dude.
Finish the sentence, please. I really want to know this.
Sharon and Tampon is so funny. And so, hold on, I'm being distracted by an iPod touch.
No, you're being distracted by my titty.
True. So, there was an article that was talking about how it was one of these, you know, douchey podcast, old school podcasters. I think he does Grape Radio. Isn't that Grape?
Oh, wait a second. I've heard of Grape Radio.
And he said, yeah, and he's like, I've been here since the beginning. Right. What's and
oh, okay. I'm talking well about
his name is, I think he's the fat podcaster, isn't he? Isn't he the fat one?
Oh, the fat one?
That's a trick question.
The one whose legs don't work, right?
The one who limps when he walks at the Jewel and then has to ride a scooter after 5 minutes.
Get the numbness.
Oh, Michael Geohagen.
No, he's not Michael Geohagen. That's the guy who does podcasting for Disney of all
things. I think he's right. It is Michael Geohagen because he... Grape Radio is a wine podcast, and I'm pretty sure that you know what. Maybe it's Michael Gohagan that produced it. Anyway, go ahead with your story. Who cares?
Yeah, it's not him. I know him. I know of his stuff. Anyway, but it doesn't matter because it made a good point. It said, you know, a lot of people need to realize that you're never going to make money on this whole like using advertising. Fine, it's his
not
opinion. And he said, if you think about it, if GoDaddy pulls its investments in podcasting, if they decide that you know the market is saturated and they're not reaching any,
they're $2 a month.
Then it will collapse. Like the whole financial model, the only one we have so far, will collapse.
That's insane.
Just by GoDaddy withdrawing.
That's insane because there is so little money. There's not enough money for
99.
This is not like Bear Stearns. I mean,
women. This is the new economy. This is the new mark. This is the new information economy. Basically, what you're saying is blasphemous here.
$2.99. So then I found out that I didn't know this. I still host my stuff with what's called Libsyn.
Lips.
And Lips. Basically, they should just change their name to Lips. And they were bought by some wizards, Wizzing Media. And apparently, Wizard Media made a deal with the Navy to put ads in podcast. I don't opt into that system. I don't care.
The Navy.
Yeah, the U.S. Navy thinks that podcasting
is so fucking sinister. Isn't it just the fucking worst?
I think it's funny because no self-respecting nerd listening to podcasts would ever join the Navy.
Yeah, but they sure would put their ads in their podcast, though. They sure would do that.
Maybe I should opt into the system. All my listeners would join the Navy.
Remember when Podshow had like every company that I hate as a sponsor.
Dell.
No, Dell I don't mind. It was all Shell. The oil companies. Like, oh, show. It was all these oil companies on there just like to spite me. I mean, they weren't sponsoring my show anyway, but it was like, let's pick the sponsors that damage the environment most. Wouldn't that be good?
Is the Kool-Aid of this horseshit that strong that there aren't people, you know, outside of maybe a handful of us that recognize how pathetic this is, this new economy that we're being sold constantly? There was a guy from the CES, that Consumer Electronics Show, here in Detroit recently, telling us to stop whining and that this is the future. There's no future here. There's no money. There's no jobs.
This is the future. No, this is the present.
Yes.
This is the present. Saying this is the future is one of those thought bypass expressions that people use way too much. What do you mean this is the future? Or are you doing like sort of a yogi spiritual thing, like that we are not in the past? We are each minute we are living is a moment already in the past, and the future is the moment we will be living. Thursday, is that what they mean? Papa, who said Papa?
God, is everyone supposed to get a job with GoDaddy? What is this?
I'm a race car driver. Ooh, and I'm a woman. But I'm not a lesbian because I wear this.
BW Valentine says, "Sorry, go."
Seriously, though, GoDaddy is my sponsor. Madge 1, Madge 2, Madge 3. Use those codes to get a discount. Even when you renew your domains, I get like $2 for each transaction, so I get good money.
You're able to afford the shirt. And every time some sort of corporate or political or media executive appears on TV and tells us to just get over the fact that all the good-paying jobs are going to China for slaves, I think we should just show them this, like, 20-second clip of you doing that race car driving segment. They say, this is the new economy, and we'd show them this. This will be the example here.
That's fine.
B.W. Valentine said that.
The straps aren't what's under stress, Steve Harris. The straps are okay. It's the breasts themselves.
The gut region?
Steve H. said those straps are going to break. They're making my breasts a little flack, though, and I'm not sure that I like that.
Andy Meltzer says you should have almost $20 from me renewing all my shit then. Happy birthday. Why does Andy Meltzer have so many websites? Websites, excuse me.
Can we talk about your potentially exciting news, Andy, or no?
Oh, my God. Does it involve getting... Oh.
Did he lose half a pound?
What the fuck does Curry pay you to do this stupid shit? Curry doesn't pay me. Curry's not my boss. I don't have a boss.
Curry's not the boss.
Torero says, okay, he's a squatter. Somebody's a squatter. He's hoping to hit it big and then be bought out. All right.
Look at how I'm puncturing my titty. I like titty torture. Do you guys?
What a business plan.
Yeah, this is the business Lancaster model, titty torture. I was one of the first podcasters to make it big. Now watch me.
That means every Lewis job is going to go out of the country.
Titty
that
torture
can be.
Chris Crocker, he's real good, though. He's the best.
Isn't he going to be on this show later?
He's going to take this show over. when Matt steps down.
Mancaster was asking bicycle movement, bowel mark, how his internets are. Well, they're down. That's why he had to go to the squat.
Yeah, I'm at
the
echoey office.
Are you Mancaster?
No, because he doesn't
use office. I'm not independently wealthy. I work for a company that is owned by a group of people, and half of whom are me. And that's as much as I'm going to say.
So Chris, just let the cat out of the bag. You're working for fastcompany.tv.
I don't work for Adam Curry. He is not my boss. If you want to know, just ask. Just listen to some old pogroms where he bores people to death. I mean, talks about me or something. TechPogrom.com.
In the chat, Andy Melton says 403-4363, Rishi at hotmail.com, pay up.
I work for government cheese. I work for Mom's Mabley's estate.
Sometimes you get an apple.
I'm promoting old-fashioned Negro values. I want to bring back Slappy Thermbaum.
Slappy's cookie.
Well, who is Slappy? No, who is that one? No, who's that one? He was on Love Boat a few times. I know Vera knows who I'm talking about.
She's watching
Crothers. I want to bring back Scatman Crothers. Vera! No, not Nip.
Sharon.
Vera!
Him.
Vera, wake
that
up! Come back! Come back! What about Scatman Crothers, Vera? Do you know Scatman Crothers? That's what I wanted to ask you. You whore.
I love all my lovies.
Lovies.
Each and every one of you is so precious, complete even though sentences. You're too cheap to pay for this. I love all of you.
Yeah, even though I hate you, I love you because I'm lying. Learn how to spell, you stupid bitch. Now, Vera, I want a Scatman Crothers story. I know you worked with Scatman Crothers. Oh, by the way, did everybody find the picture of Rosemary with her penis? It's fucking unbelievable. Did you find it? I'll show it to you because I realized I posted it on my own blog like a week ago. I'm so dumb and senile.
She's still alive?
Rosemary is not only alive, but she has a penis. She looks like those ladies in my building that stand there and wait for the mail to come. Hold on. Let's see if you can guess who the Scatman Crother is. This is a great picture.
Oh, Rosemary. God. Oh, my God. Here, let's see. Is her?
Hold down.
Hey, oh, my
God. Could all these streamers please do the slash Nick thing?
Where's this goddamn fucking thing? I'm getting so excited about Rosemary, I can't find the check. Oh, there.
Did Rosemary have any children, or was she a lesbian, or did she adopt, or?
I don't know, but I got a zinger for you.
Oh, Jesus.
Let me get you one liner.
Leonard.
I sure tried. Did you see it, people? She had kids. She was not a lesbo, says Aunt Avere. She does have the penis to prove it.
Can you? Oh, God. Imagine fucking
Rosemary. Oh, my God. Gus is here. Rosemary, sorry, Gus.
Carol Channing, Dick Van Patten, Julie Newmar, Joanne Worley, Florence Henderson, Tippi Hedren, and June Lockhart.
Oh.
Wow. This is almost as good as the Golden Girls.
Better. But can you believe? Look at that. Look at Rosemary's penis. Isn't that amazing?
Are you talking about the photo of her in her lingerie?
Go to bluestein.com. What?
You're talking about this photo? Look at that photo.
What photo? Are you sending me a link?
I just put a link in the chat room.
Oh. God, there's so many. I have 17 monitors and I still can't find anything.
Tech poverty. There's
Rosemary.
Is that
really Florence Henderson or is that Rosemary after the
I typed in Rosemary and that's what came up. This one with Leonard Maltin.
That's
Hang
definitely
on.
Going to be today's album arc, for sure.
There's the second one. That's She's dressed in that one.
That's a real good album arc for today.
Hey, I'm wearing her Miami sunburst jumpsuit.
Did I just shut off? Fuck. I did. Huh? Oh, no, we're still there. I thought I shut the wrong window. That's the problem with this web-based bullshit. You know, you shut off this thing.
Why can't we just talk about the iPhone?
Wait, Mark, when you said when you tried to get gold, now it says forbidden.
All I'm saying, I don't want to talk about it too much because I don't think they deserve a lot of promotion. But it's a very hard system to use, obviously because it's dealing with money and currency. I don't know. It asks for a lot of things that are very hard for a person who doesn't live in their home or their country of birth to get.
Okay.
So I can't, it was easy to get into the system at the time. They may have made it more secure. It is hard to get out. If anybody doesn't know what I'm talking about gold and silver and money, goldmoney.com.
I'm just curious for my own personal reasons. I don't.
Don't use it unless you're really, really committed to the whole thing. Because I just wanted to dabble, see what happens if I throw in a few beans in there.
Right.
And I think people shouldn't bother investing in gold or dollars or euros for that matter.
Okay.
What do you suggest we invest in, Mark?
We're not going to go there. We're not going to have this discussion. We already had it.
Good progressive causes and good local businesses and your family and
Madge
your
Weinstein's
friends.
Yeast Radio.
I'm talking about like piano lessons or like corrective shoes. What do you think?
That's a good addition. The corrective shoes thing especially.
Yeah, that's actually a good point because when I made a conscious decision after I lost some money, not a ton, but I lost a lot of money in 2000 with that .com bust. And I was
Which company?
All of them, tons of them. I mean But I had a lot of money invested in the NYSE. Now, fortunately, I had just got this condo, so I at least got the down payment out of it. But I made a conscious decision to not invest in stocks anymore, instead to use the equipment use that money to buy things to enrich my career.
Yeah,
which, as you can see, has worked marvelously.
True that.
Okay, so I just got an email from David Serta, Handbag. The Chicago premiere of Die, Mommy, Die is coming. This is Charles Bush's acclaimed play that was also made into a movie. It was wonderful. And
Bandar Bush?
Chicago's, no relation. The long-awaited marriage of Helen the Handbag and Charles Bush is consummated in the deliciously over-the-top Die, Mommy, Die. Is the tale of Angela... Steve Harris, is this the one you saw when you were here? Because they did staged readings, and then they... which one did you see? Juicy.
40363, why don't you sign in for all your bravery?
Oh, he's sign in with a name. Okay, so anyway, so let me just finish this.
It's Keith and the girl.
So Die, Mommy, Die is directed by Cheryl Snodgrass, and if you've watched the videos, she's the fat one. Oops. I mean, she's the one that sang Boost, and she's very talented. Not the fat, not Earl. This is someone else. Not Earl. The Bailiwick Repertory, 1229 West Belmont. Previews are April 12th through 19th, which I will be videotaping, I think. Special gala, Monday, April 21st, 8 p.m., which I won't be going to. $25 runs Thursday,
it's 8
p.m.,
gala.
Friday, Saturday. Anyway, go to handbagproductions.org. Special Mother's Day show at 6 p.m. And get fucked. That's not very good for a press release to say get fucked.
Well, that works for you.
I need to be sure and link to this so that he sees that I mentioned it. Hello?
Yes. I was going to read you a story about Dick Cheney with the fucking flash that crashed my browser. He was in Saudi Arabia on Friday, and on Saturday a report came out from the elite ruling council about preparing Saudi Arabia for any unexpected nuclear fallout that may come from attacks in Iran. And I had the story, and now it's fucking gone.
Well, find it, bitch. Go to your history. I need to see that.
Hang on.
Listen,
Yes. No, Jay and Ryan, just in New Orleans, and they helped somebody start a video blog in New Orleans. It's called Citizen City Hall. And you can find it at citizenscityhall.com. And they're going to be video blogging from New Orleans. It's good.
Okay, great. That reminds me of another story. It's on my Google Start items. There was a Chinese video blogger who actually saved some kids from child labor. And it's a very interesting story. It's on, there's this China blog that I read a lot that exposes. It's hard to get truth out of, I think it's China News Daily.
It's her last name, Pinch.
Brogger. That's not nice, Vera. Not a brogger. Vlogger. It's a vrogger, not a blogger. Brogger.
Racist.
Vrogger. Let me write it. Vrogger. Thank you, Gus. Okay, Gus was the cat at the theater ball. His name, as I told you, was under 16. Get fucked. Oh, oops. Listen,
R-O-R.
I want to find this. Where is this? I got to find. I want to now find this. What was I going to look? What am I looking for?
The Chinese blogger or vrogger.
Oh, I guess my start items are no longer on the sidebar. Oops. Anyway, let's see. Google Reader. My vagina itches. Let's see.
Next in line, please. Next in line, please.
Belong to dead air. Am I still on? Who? Like, it matters. Okay. Who?
Only Madge 1 works for me. Well, just keep using Madge 1 then.
Madge 1, Madge 2, or Madge 3. It depends on what you're ordering. Just try the different ones. China vlogger helped child labor back to school. This is from Global Voices Online by Meng Zhang. The URL of this blog, which I subscribe to, is globalvoicesonline.org. It's very good. Zhu Allen, a middle-aged vlogger hammering away at a point that truth is power, published a series of self-made shocking videos in KU6.com, a popular video sharing website in Xinjiang, through China. Through a three-episode continuous coverage, Allen exposed a moving story of three child coal haulers in Bijina, a small city in the south, and with an effective online advocacy of QQ groups organized by Gyujun, the story tended to circulate immediately among the netizens, arousing great public concern. And you can watch the video. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Isn't that wonderful? So that's so y'all ought to check that out, because I'm not going to. I've got no time to be doing that. I have to go to next in line. I have to go to Corner Bakery and videotape next in line. Is that
be next in line?
Which gay sex is that? What's his name? Beatrix
Bradley.
No, it's Beatrix Potter, not Big Gay News. Beatrix Potter, Beatrix Pooter.
Oh, jeez.
I call her Beatrix Pooter. She's a little mad at me because I forgot to send a 100th anniversary pogrom. Let's see. Anyway,
Camp.
I'm sorry to interrupt with my Chinese thing. What were you talking about?
I don't know. At this point, I forgot.
Okay, Cheney was in Saudi Arabia, and according to the press release, he met with Saudi King Abdullah on his horse farm Friday for about 4.5 hours privately.
Supposedly the farm in Saudi Arabia?
Yes, horse farm.
Why'd they be kind of having those?
This horse dick. Oh. And they supposedly talked about rising oil prices, da-da-da-da-da. It said Cheney and his host also discussed Iran, Iraq, Syria, security. And then they say, I can't tell you much about the conversations themselves. They're especially confidential and private conversations, the official said as Cheney attended a classified briefing. I like that they're private conversations being held by, you know, the second highest public official in our country.
Yeah, and that they involve spreading nuclear fallout all over the world.
Then the next day, Saturday, it was revealed that the Saudi Shura Council, the elite group that implements the decisions of the autocratic inner circle, is preparing, quote, national plans to deal with any sudden nuclear and radioactive hazards that may affect the kingdom, following experts' warnings of possible attacks on Iran. Iran's, Bashir nuclear reactors, one of the kingdom's leading newspapers, Okaz, reports.
What did you say about the nuclear reactors? What was that line?
Those are the nuclear reactors in Iran that they think are going to be attacked, and so they're
planning. The fuck would they attack a nuclear reactor?
I don't know. Because they think they're building nuclear weapons there, I'm assuming.
That is idiotic. They want to cause a meltdown?
I know that you already talked about the Doomsday Vault. Did you see it, Chris, the segment?
The seeds in Norway?
The 60 mm-hmm. Minutes.
Yeah, I've read about it.
Among the crazy things about that segment is that the way they talk about a likelihood of a nuclear attack, or as if a nuclear attack is an option, they're just like, if there's a nuclear attack, you know, we'll be safe here. And it amazes me that they discuss life as if, well, eventually we'll have a nuclear attack. Like it's just,
yes,
that's how it's going to go.
Well,
but isn't that kind of a realistic position, knowing how many insane psychopaths are in charge of the nuclear arsenals around this world? I mean, that's a horrible,
but
you shouldn't want that. But
it wasn't just for that. And I saw the segment too, but it wasn't just that. I mean, the impression I got, that was part of it, but I felt like
it's okay to go ahead and have a nuclear attack.
No, I didn't get that. But the main thing is that, like, they talked about the apples, that, like, something like 100 years ago, there were thousands and thousands of species of apples. Now there's, like, 12.
Right.
You know, and the main reason is over time, things go extinct, and you know, without even them being paid attention to. So before you know it, some really important food item could be extinct. So they're saving it so that, you know, in 50 years they say, hey, the soybeans extinct. We forgot to done grow them, or there's a pestilence that knocks them all out. By the way, there's a new disease, the most severe form of malaria called Blackwater malaria in Iraq right now. Seriously.
By the way, you'll notice in that segment that he said about the apples, he said that, you know, there's only a few now and they all have these corporate names. And that's another thing. You know, the reason we don't have as many apples besides things going extinct is that in terms of corporate farming or right, you know, the sort of brand name farming, that it was to the advantage of certain brands to be, you know, to be dominant.
Right.
In the chat room, yeah, do you think is he doesn't care? He thinks only Iranians and people in the surrounding area would be affected, which is pretty.
His opinion.
Do you think? Of course, you know, enjoy all the new forms of cancer. Do you think? And you know, let's hope the fallout wins.
Do you think mean that he's explaining why the Americans don't give a shit about this?
I think he's being facetious. I hope
they don't. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's they, not do you think himself.
I love you, Vera. Oh, they're exchanging love vows. Oh, here we go again.
NC Vera says it's Steve Jobs' fault.
Big gay sex show loves Vera. Vera loves Maddie. Maddie loves Vera. Maddie loves Vera. Vera loves Maddie. They love each other. Oh, get fucked, the whole lot of you. Get fucked.
Well, I'm done then.
Okay, no, you're not. All right, so global warming creates gigantic Antarctic iceberg. See, what I'm worried about is that some huge iceberg is, or the whole goddamn island surrounding this thing is just going to melt.
About that.
A vast iceberg seven times the size of Manhattan has broken away from the Antarctic coast. Seems like this happens like at least every week. Threatening the collapse of a bigger ice shelf that is now hanging by a thread.
But this has happened before, but they're alarmed that this one happened as fast as it has, and it's as big as it is. Like the scientists were saying, they're really surprised how fast this is happening.
Whatever.
And by the way, I'm having a hard time communicating with people who have worked or work in related Antarctic stuff. If anybody in the chat happens to work with Antarctic issues, you can contact me, bicyclemark@gmail.com.
Why? What specifically are you trying? What about the Antarctic are you interested in?
I'm trying to bring up issues of either, you know, what's happening there in terms of science, but also politically the fight for control, because there's another one of those going on between Australia.
My papa, can you hear me? He doesn't know anything about the politics there, I don't think, but he does know a lot about the history of the meteorology and because he's dealt
with. Would your papa be on my show?
He might. He's been on the CNN and in the Wall Street Journals.
Well, I'm just like them, only not.
I don't know if he could help you or not, but you can call him. But I know, like, because he changed the wind chill factor, he realized it was wrong. So he had to go to Antarctica. And
the urination suit.
I have no idea what I'm talking about. Never mind. You're not going to call my father. I don't know what the fuck.
Here, I found the story that explains all of this. This is from newscientist.com. It says big bellies may double the risk of dementia.
I read that on my show. Didn't you just see that?
On the headline is breaking news.
When did you read that?
The eclectic news brief that I just played?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, that's what I said. Somebody said, this person down the pilgrim said, that big bellies increase the risk of dementia. And in a related story, New York City is having an obesity epidemic, and therefore they're going to all be Republicans soon.
Right, okay.
A good journalist would have a react quote from Andy Melton on that article.
Andy Melton says, Jesus, got anything to eat? I could really go for a mayonnaise and bacon sandwich.
What do you think?
What's going on? He's down at the lake getting a bucket of water. What's going on? Quote, unquote.
Excuse me. There's a Boy Scout podcast, everyone. I have almost a year under my belt as a video podcaster. My podcast is Melrose Scouting Production Podcast and features videos of Boy Scout events. Oy, yo, yo.
Is that one of the leading gay podcasts?
Oy, veis mir. If I knew more Yiddish, I'd be saying it now.
Shmata.
That's Max Kaiser Yiddish.
My boss says that all the time. He's like a mainstream version of Max Kaiser.
What does that mean?
Oh, now this story I really like.
He says things that make a little more sense sometimes.
He doesn't talk
about lining up investment bankers and shooting them necessarily.
I think Max is there because Max says that's – somebody said that's my word. I think Max is on the
– That's my word, Shmata. Where's that Shmata?
So the Google – this was also in that news story I just played. But Google is opposing this Google is opposing – I can't even talk. I said it in the fucking show. I'm not going to read it again. Fuck. Oh, but so Ninja from Hot Fossils and Rebel Matters sent me some statistics – Chris, on what we were just talking about, as far as she says that according to the Globe and Mail, podcasters have 3% of the total number of people listening to audience. So traditional radio is 74%, satellite is 7%, internet streaming is 9%, and podcast is 3%. So technically I have 11% of the audience. So that means let me get my calculator out. So we have 30 people. 30 people times roughly 10. So there's 300 people listening to the radio, audio of any kind right now in the world.
Yes. And then...
Perfectly normal.
So GoDaddy, match one, match two, match three?
Yeah, I'll be rich in a minute. All it takes is 10 minutes.
Yeah, I have to get some kind of talk on the lack of podcast audience. You know, it was a good statistic, and I haven't seen an update to it. They used to say in 2003 that 99% of the entire audience reading blogs was reading 1%, the same 1% of all blogs.
Yeah, I actually read a story, a post about that, about how Google directs people to the same traffic over and over and over again the other day. And that's the underlying flaw of all this is that. You know, Google bases what you get in a search on how many people have already been there. So
if I have, a lot of people have already been there, and you search for something, you get that same term, then you go there and you reinforce that, and so nothing ever rises to the top.
It's the same thing. That's my complaint with the entire, with all these rating systems. There was a really good article on the subject. Let me find it. Somebody really bitter. I really like this.
This is what brought about the collapse of prolapse.s, you'll recall.
No, that was just kind of a pointless thing. There was nothing to do. I mean, how much prolapse? And plus, it was $60. It was $60.
This explains the success of whorehole.org, for example.
Man accidentally shoots his wife dead while installing satellite dish system.
Yeah, I've read that. Yeah.
The Fox News.
Oh, this is the article I like. Now, this is from Pravdam.
Oh, that's Russian.
It's not Pravda, it's Pravda. I don't know what it sounds. Whatever, who cares?
Prada.
Dig is the emblem of content democratization. Okay, two of the biggest Web 2.0 lies. This is lie number one. Dig is the emblem of content democratization. Rejoice at Web 2.0. The biggest load of crap I've ever heard. Democracy has rules, basic ones. You can't vote twice is one of them. Protection of minorities from majority concerns is another one. Dig is far from practicing these basic rules. Maybe in Zimbabwe it is considered democracy. But in the rest of the world, the Dig system has a different name. Mob, yep, plain old mob, witch-burning, libido-driven, and in most cases, geeky mob. Just look at the last 24 hours page. And between false rumors about spaceship cancellation to a clip with a kid who sneaks to a party disguised as a DJ and a Rick Astley piece for crying out loud, we are happy the 80s ended for a reason. You get the notion that the movie Idiocracy was right. Number two, everyone can be a content creator, hence a star. Web 2.0 rules. Now, this part isn't as fun, so I'm not going to read it.
I always advertise for the same shows. But the recent episode of Radio Open Source has Ethan Zuckerman, who's the editor of Global Voices Online.
Oh, really?
And he says some interesting stuff about just how the internet works in the world outside of the U.S. And I'd heard about this, but for example, he talks about how for the entire continent of Africa, there's one cable. There's one underwater cable. Whereas in comparison, like for Europe or U.S., there's many cables.
I laid a huge cable in the toilet last night, and it was so big because I've been eating beans because of poverty. It was so huge that the entire time I was in my spin class, I just thought about this turd and what it looked like. I couldn't get it out of my head. Talking about laying cables.
Yeah. And it's crazy. An entire continent relies on one underwater cable for internet.
Well, my cable was underwater too, but I promptly flushed it.
Yeah.
Hey, Mark, do you keep copies of all of your shows? Do you keep the source files and everything in a hard drive somewhere?
Yeah, I keep like a backup of the raw interviews, and that's about it, the interviews.
Can you make some MP3s of just those interviews without the music and put them on your server, and let me mix them into some of these East shows I'm putting on TV?
Great help. Okay.
That'd be good. Email me when you do that. Also, I want to talk to you about your website later on. This is meta. Yeah.
I've been wanting to talk to you as well because working a real job is destroying my podcasting career. Thank you.
You're doing pretty well.
A good point.
Oh, thank you.
Good point.
It's killing me. I don't like it at all. It just feels like I'm in the wrong line of work all of a sudden and I'm supposed to be doing my grum.
You have to do what you're supposed to do.
It shouldn't be, you know, all about making money and being a zombie.
Then don't do it.
Then I don't have any money.
Then you know, love will find a way. That's what they say. Just be like me and go insane and make your show a performance piece on going sane and dying on a webcam.
Mm-hmm.
While people,
I am
going to
go.
On your desk.
I am going to go talk to these people from Radio Netherlands. Radio Netherlands is good. And one of the journalists from The Guardian, who I don't mind telling all this, who was on my show once about Afghanistan. He's an expert in Afghanistan. He contacted me about doing collaborating on some article.
That's great. Excuse me, Max. I see Max is there. Max, will you please look at Eclectic? Go to Insane Films when you get a chance and look at the most recent Eclectic News Brief, number 48, because I used that beautiful clip you gave me of that huge woman doing jumping jacks. I used that clip. Thank you. Anyway, back to you.
Max was
Chris. Some titties. Yeah,
no, it was
titties.
A stupid joke, Mark. Max has what?
When we were in the old man bar, in Paris, Max, I showed him the TV Be Gone, and he was turning off TVs in the cafe during football.
Oh, awesome.
How'd it go?
That's great.
It went okay. Nobody really suspected him. I guess they don't think that he would turn off TVs on people. But he thought it pretty revolutionary. Max is offended that I call it an old man bar. Max, how many people were really old in that bar? Think about it.
No, it's the has-been bar.
Mark, what you don't realize is that being somebody who's still in his 20s is that when the older you get, the younger old people look.
But the thing is, Max, you and Stacy were like rock stars in there compared to like the aging, mumbling people.
Yeah,
sitting
dig
around.
Yourself out of that hole. Good luck. Good luck with that. You ain't going to get nowhere. You ain't going to get nowhere.
Max, what
he said
I love
censored
being
you to him.
And brought chocolate.
My boobs are big. It's just that this GoDaddy is a size extra small. I mean, they don't really make these big. Their models generally aren't enormous. So they're smushing my breastsoles.
The waitress, look, the girl behind the bar was cute. I'll give you that. There were some ladies running around.
Who cares about the bar in France, for Christ's sake?
Anyway, yes. Yeah. I'm done. Anyway, he likes TV Be Gone. Everyone should get one. It's at cornfieldelectronics.com.
And where does that guy live that makes the TV Be Gone? I know you've had him on your program.
He's always traveling, but he lives in San Francisco, which they're starting some kind of a hacker space that he's involved with. But we're going to meet up in Berlin next week. There's a hardware hackers conference, and I'm speaking at a German bloggers conference called Republika.
Okay. Listen,
a hacker space?
Sorry.
A lot of people are making hacker spaces. New York, San Francisco.
Does that mean that they live inside of one of those like old Pac-Man arcade game boxes? Or what does that mean?
That's disgusting.
It means they find an office space of some sort where they can set up a bunch of desks and have high-speed internet, and kids who hate their parents and don't understand how to meet someone can go.
Listen.
It's like the boys club minus the abuse.
Right. Listen, I wanted to finish this story about the Web 2.0 lies, about how Dig and Reb 2.0 calling about content democratization is bullshit because democracy is basically one person, one vote. And I think this guy makes an excellent point, because there's nothing in Web 2.0 that's democratic. There's nothing democratic about YouTube. Now, just because it allows anybody to submit content, that's fine. But most of the videos my audience comes from my websites. My audience doesn't come from YouTube. Most of the videos I put on YouTube get about less than 50 viewers in the first few days. Okay. So, you know, and you can't tell me that shit isn't of at least Chris Crocker's quality. I'm sorry. It should at least be getting a few thousand like it does on my website. So don't tell me there's nothing democratic about a video up, and the only things that go on the front page are the videos that have a million or more votes, where nothing new gets up there unless it happens to be sponsored by Ford. There's nothing democratic about that. There's nothing democratic about Podcast Alley when you have all these annoying podcasters like Soccer Girl and Distorted View telling you every goddamn post and every goddamn show, vote for me, vote for me, every day, vote for me. There's nothing democratic about necklace queer casters from my own city, Chicago, you know, telling their people, vote for me to win the podcast award every day. Vote as many times as you can every day. That is not democracy. Thank you. Excellent.
You slowly pull that necklace out one beat at a time.
Who? So that article, which I liked, was from pravdam.com, P-R-A-V-D-A-M. What do you gentlemen think about that?
I think you said it very well. I think it's mob rule anyway, mostly on the internet. I know Max likes the YouTubes, and he is able to put Al Jazeera on there. That's good. But the price we have to pay is that it's mostly mob rule if you go to the front page. And that's what's going on.
Yeah, but I don't think it's mob. Is it mob rule, really?
It's dumb rule.
Hasn't something like Dig been caught? There's a group of actual, like, above, like, editors that actually will go in and remove
stories. They do. They do edit them.
Getting...
They do censor them sometimes.
Oh, I didn't
Which
do
is
that.
Fine. It's a private company. Do what you want. But, you know, they just don't claim what you say you are.
Private companies don't automatically get to do what they want. Not in my book.
Well, yeah, but nobody's forcing you to use that. I've never even looked at that website, I think, maybe once.
I don't care about what they do, Dig does either. But like iTunes, they have a person that actually goes in and edits those things. There's nothing democratic about that at all, and they don't claim it to be so.
Max is asking me, I'll talk to you in private about Radio Netherlands. There's nothing going on yet, but I know some people, and who knows
and,
what that
and
means.
Gus, with respect to a distorted view, I mean, what I've been setting up and fixing the Nelligator stuff, and what I've noticed is on the feed, now Nelligator is a feed that brings in all the queercasts, and some people like make these huge posts. Certainly not me. But like on every single one of Tim's daily posts, he writes, "Vote for me on Podcast Alley in bold. Keep us in the top 10. You know, that's just, you know, that just cheapens him, in my opinion. That just
I don't know. I think more important than a lot of that stuff, though, would be showing somebody how to download one of these shows and how to listen to them. I think that'd be a lot more effective than any of this other horseshit, because I think a lot of this horseshit is just self-contained stuff.
All right, well, I'll do that now. Click on the fucking thing that says download. Why do you think I write direct download link? How more clear can I be?
You have to be people don't know how to save a file on a computer.
You know what?
They don't know
Kill
how to make
yourself.
A folder. They don't
Kill
know how to
yourself.
Do anything. Believe me.
This
I've
is my
seen
instructions. If you can't figure out how to listen to a podcast, kill yourself. And then you won't be part of the fucking audience that they're fucking polling. Kill yourself if you can't click. God. Anyway, I like Tim's show. I like Distorted View a lot. I'm just complaining about this. Because it makes it so that when other podcasters do that, it makes that in order to compete, you have to do the same thing. So it implies that I'm not a top podcaster because I choose not to participate in this ridiculous sham of a non-democratic system where you have to tell your listeners to vote for you every single day, which as a result does have an impact on your audience size.
To a degree, but the only people that look at those sites are the people who are wanting you to vote for them, though.
No,
I mean,
those sites...
I think there's people outside of this that we can...
Not as many as you might think. I mean, of all the stuff that's influenced my audience size, it's probably more than anything was when I was on the top 10 list of Podcast Alley, because I did used to do that. And
right, I understand. Yeah. I understand.
All right, lady and gentlemen...
Because people are idiots. What?
I have to go.
All right, Mark.
It's been enough. And my cousin's waiting. So thank you very much, citizenreporter.org. And bye, Mr. Bicycle Mark, says Gus. Bye, Gus. Bye, Chack Room.
Bye, thanks for being on the program, Mark. Thanks for getting up early.
All right, I'm going to go too. I'm going to go pee.
I got to go play with my vagina and talk to my solicitor.
Bye.
Mm-hmm.
Bye. Well, that was fun. It's just me and me now again. I can continue my soliloquy from the other day. I mean, earlier. Granny Titi was concerned that there was an imposter. Okay, I'll just talk to my audience. I like to do that sometimes. I don't do that enough anymore. Let's do that. Of course, Max is still there. Max is welcome to call in. Why don't you call in, Max? Are you free? Or are you at the old man bar with old men? No Town for Old Men. Did you see that movie, Max? No Something for Old Men? One of the most violent movies I've ever seen, but fucking great movie, too, I thought. You can try. No Cunt for Old Men. That's what it was. No Cunt for Old Men. That's the White House. Love it. Sucked. Of course Andy Vera has to disagree with me. Of course. Andy Vera has to disagree with everything that I say. You know why? Because she's a dirty whore. Because it wasn't No Country for Old Lesbians. Oh, no, that's me. Okay. Who it belonged to? Who it belonged to? Who it belonged to anymore? Who it belonged to? Who it belonged to? No, you are not allowed to have your own opinion, Vera. It's my program. You have to have my opinion. There's no democracy in Web 2.0. Get fucked. Burp, burp. Get fucked. Okay, here's Max. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Max. Are you at the old man bar? Max?
Yeah, what's happening?
Are you at the old man bar?
No, I'm at another place.
Okay. Can you explain the latest on the financial crisis? Because at first I thought it was only $30 billion that the Fed gave to J.P. Morgan to bail out Bear Stearns. But then I find out that the week before, that the Fed gave $200 billion to other financial organizations, including the Carlyle Group. Is this right?
Yeah, the Carlyle Group has a fund called Carlyle Capital, which is listed actually in the Netherlands, and they needed some government money as well. And there was a $200 billion amount of money that was used to bail out that week, and there was a $230 billion piece of bailout money the week before, and then Bear Stearns needed $30 billion. But it's not really a bailout. You know, that's the important thing to keep in mind.
It's a controlled demolition.
Well, what's happening is that the Federal Reserve Bank is taking Bear Stearns' liabilities onto their own balance sheet. So they are assuming, on behalf of the American people, Bear Stearns' liabilities. And this is completely against all the laws that were written.
Okay, but I don't understand what that means. Okay, so let's say I owe Bear Stearns $100 billion. So now I owe J.P. Morgan $100 billion. But I don't have the $100 billion. So
well,
J.P. Morgan...
In other words, instead of the Federal Reserve lending money to J.P. Morgan or Bear Stearns to work out their problems, what they're doing is they're simply assuming those problems themselves. They're the ones who are taking their problems on board. You know, the Federal Reserve is supposed to be the lender of last resort. Now they're becoming the lender of first resort.
Oh,
they're
I see. So the issue is that the Fed is becoming a lender instead of a bank?
The Fed is becoming a speculator.
What's the difference between a speculator and a lender?
Well, the Federal Reserve deals in AAA-rated government paper, and that the sovereignty of America is based on AAA-rated government paper that is dispensed and controlled by the Treasury and the Federal Reserve. If the Federal Reserve takes on non-rated junk paper, then it destroys the integrity of the central bank and it destroys the integrity of the U.S. economy, and that's what's going on.
Okay, can I read something to you that an idiot wrote on his blog? Somebody, this is another podcaster from Chicago who's not exactly a thinking person. But I want to read this to you because, you know, I think it's directed at people like you and me. It's called The Golden Standard. Ever notice how crazy people love to talk about gold, specifically the gold standard? If you're at a party and someone starts ranting about how our economy is built on a house of cards because our currency isn't based on gold anymore, put your cocktail down and slowly walk away. Believing that we should revert to the gold standard is the gold standard or litmus test for crazy. Why are crazy people attracted to gold? Because it's shiny. Crazy people love to hoard shiny objects. No country in the world uses gold as a way of determining the value of money anymore. So how does paper money get its value in today's society? iPods. But more specifically, it's the goods and services that the country's economy produces that gives value to their currency.
Well, I mean, you're talking about the history of the gold standard and the system that is used when you don't have a gold standard. You use a fiat currency system, as that blogger is alluding to. Now, something that's interesting about the fiat currency system that's used in every economy today, it's used in the U.S. economy right now. If you go back historically, every single fiat currency throughout history has always gone to zero. None of them have ever survived. All fiat currencies throughout history have died a horrible death. In America, you've had two examples. You had the currency during the American Revolution, which was called the Continental, which the phrase was, that ain't worth a Continental, which meant it's not worth anything. You also had a fiat currency, another currency problem during the Civil War. But this fiat currency system in the U.S., the U.S. dollar, is going to go to zero. Now, contrast that with gold. Gold has been a unit of value for 5,000 years. It's maintained its purchasing power. It's a system of currency that has proven itself time and again, and by law, in the Constitution of the United States, by law, there can be no money or currency other than real money, which is gold or silver, because the founders of the Constitution had that experience with the Continental. They were inflated out of existence. They had a huge problem with inflation from the British government, and they put into the Constitution that they didn't want that problem. That's why it's in there. That's why America's currency up until the 20th century was gold, based on gold-backed security. So, in historically speaking, the blogger does not have the weight of history on their side.
So what you're saying is the rather homely and chinless podcaster maybe needs to take a lesson in history instead of drinking so many martinis where he meets people that speculate on gold, evidently.
The current system needs for people to believe it works. I mean, the American economy and the dollar is based on people's confidence in that dollar. So the other argument, the other system, the other major system is gold-based. So to the extent that people want to protect the status quo as it exists now, the people who are defending the system as it exists now, the politics as it exists now, the economics as it exists now, the healthcare as it exists or doesn't exist in the United States, these people, of course, are going to be supportive of the fiat currency system, and they will only have bad things to say about gold.
Why? I don't understand why. Why would they be supportive?
Because gold, as a currency, would immediately make it very difficult for banks to engage in the kind of fraud that they've been involved with, in particular in the last 25 years. And if there is no fraud, it's very difficult for there to be these huge, outsized, sudden wealth gains that you see on Wall Street and you see in other parts of the economy. And most people in America are willing to put up with a terrible health care, with racism, with terrible politics, if they think there's a chance that they're going to win the American lottery and be a millionaire or a billionaire. They'll put up with anything. And that's only made possible with fiat currency. It's very difficult to have an economy that generates these types of wonder millionaires that's based on gold, because gold is... the accounting of gold is very strict, I would say, and it's very difficult to play games with gold. You don't have the gaming of the system that you had on Wall Street in the last 25 years that has produced billions and billions of dollar wealth, but at what cost? The entire society is disintegrated. The infrastructure is disintegrated. The society is breaking down. You know, people are... you saw that the story on Craigslist, where somebody put a phony listing on Craigslist that they would, that somebody was giving away their possessions, and a crowd of people showed up at their house and they stole this guy's stuff.
Oh, right, and there was that thing in Times Square where some company had a promotion. They were giving out single dollar bills, and the people were mobbed, totally mobbed.
All right. So I mean, it's I'll say. You know, a famous quote that comes from Hitler, who said...
Hitler is your favorite quote.
No, I'm saying there's a famous quote where he said, we don't need gold to run an economy. He was very anti-gold. Because it's very strict in its accounting standards, and you can't do the kind of games that you see.
Well, isn't it kind of like Reagan when he famously said deficits don't matter?
Exactly.
Or was it Cheney that said it?
They bring in this deregulation, privatization. You know, today a lot of people are arguing in the press, the financial press and the Wall Street Journal, that the age of neoliberalism that started under Reagan and Thatcher is dead. That this whole idea of that they ushered in, the Chicago School of Economics, Milton Friedman School of Economics, has failed. It's completely dead.
Absolutely.
People are now realizing that the U.S. dollar and the U.S. economy is an utter failure.
Right. Trickle down economics is basically the taxpayers pay taxes, and then the federal government trickles it down to companies that are already rich and made bad and crooked decisions.
The trickle-down economy, basically, at this stage of the game, is heads they win, tails we lose. If Bear Stearns makes a losing bet, then the government bails them out. If you make a losing bet, you have to suffer the consequences. So you're living in a capitalist world. Bear Stearns is living in a socialist world. The banks in America are socialists. They're getting handed money like you would expect in a Politburo Soviet-style communist era. They're pure communists. You know, you and I are living in a capitalist world. We're taking our bets. We're making our bets. We're trying to make some money. If we make the wrong bet, we lose. if we work at Goldman Sachs, if we made the wrong bet, the government gives us a bailout. So there's two different societies now in America. Socialism for the banks, capitalism for everybody else.
Listen, I want to tell you on an unrelated matter. My solicitor is getting ready to call me, so I have to prepare. But Stacy told me to call Zapata George, and she said, look on his website for his Skype address. And I couldn't find it, so I emailed him, but he didn't reply. So maybe you could send me. Maybe he hates me?
No, I tried him yesterday myself, Zapata George. He wasn't picking up his phone, so he's talking about... Basically, I heard him on a radio show yesterday. The situation in the world in the oil markets is quite interesting because in places, a few places in the world, like Australia, for example, they're actually running out of they're running out of gas at the pump. And this is happening in a few locations around the world.
Yeah, like Iraq.
The daily demand for gas at the pump is actually not being met. There's actually, this is concept of peak oil, which is that the production of oil is not going to meet demand as 85 million barrels a day of demand, and there's only something like 84 million barrels a day of production. So we're at this point now where oil is literally running out at the pumps. And so he's talking about oil trading up to $160 to $200 a barrel in the short term, because the actual crisis of having oil depletion actually, no oil at the pump is happening in real time. It's happening now. He's been talking to people about this.
So what's the price of no oil? How many dollars a gallon does no oil coming out of the pump cost?
It costs, it becomes a good antiquity, and you buy oil by the gram.
Well,
oil, I mean, you already see in California it's going to $5 a gallon. Now in Europe, they already pay $8 to $9 a gallon in some places.
Okay, that reminds me. This is what I don't understand. Why is it the price of oil going up so much here, but it's staying the same in Europe?
Because the dollar is, because the euro has been going up against the dollar, and oil is priced in dollars. So the extent that the euro is going up, it makes the purchase of oil relatively unchanged.
So it's really an illusion. It's related to the currency. I mean, right?
Well, here's your fiat currency. In other words, those are the games you can play with fiat currency. And America is a big loser in the global fiat currency game because they've got the biggest debt. So if anyone is arguing for fiat currency, is arguing against their own self-interest. They're arguing against their own wealth. They're not going to buy gold, even though the price is going to go from $1,000 to $2,000 to $3,000 an ounce. They're not going to buy gold. They're going to defend this fiat currency, and they're going to get down with the ship, which is their prerogative. If it weren't for people who are making that argument, gold would already be at $3,000 an ounce. So we need people like that to argue the other side of the argument. I think they're wrong. So far in the last 3 years, my argument has proven to be quite successful.
All right, well, let's see. Human Dog says, does the dire financial system really threaten the wealthy? The wealthy powers, though, or will there be enough popular outrage against them to really threaten them? What do you think?
Well, interestingly enough, the last time in history, or I should say one of the most prominent times in history, a government was collateralizing their currency with bad real estate debt, which is what's happening in the U.S. The last time we saw this in a big way was in France, shortly before the revolution in France. And so the answer to the question is, the U.S. government is going to kill the U.S. dollar so horribly, so badly, the inflation rate is going to raise so stupendously that, yeah, people are going to be without food. And when people have no food, they tend to get upset.
And how safe is the euro?
The euro, relatively speaking, is in pretty good shape because there's not nearly as much debt in the euro economy as in the U.S. You know, preferably the Swiss franc is better as a currency to own in here. Probably if you needed to own one of those currencies, the Swiss franc is a good one to own.
And what do you think about this this bailout that's been done by the Federal Reserve, the so-called bailout? What would have been a better way to do it? To give money directly to the mortgage, to the people who are foreclosing, or what would have been a better decision by the Fed, as you see it?
Well, in America, they have something called laissez-faire capitalism. They have something called creative destruction. They have a free market capitalism. And if, in fact, that's true, then Bear Stearns could have been allowed to fail.
Sorry, what was that last sentence?
Bear Stearns should have been allowed to fail. The company should have just simply gone out of business.
Yeah, I see. Okay, Max. Well, thanks again for being on the program. It's always good to have you on because it helps me understand this crap.
But okay,
I have a solicitor I have to talk to now, a solicitor, which I'm casually mentioning.
All right, then.
Thanks, Max. Tell Stacy hello for me.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Yeah.
Okay, audience, we're just going to play one last polka. And we just fade out and say goodbye. This is a Let's All Polka. Okay. With Stanley Novak. This is a... I don't like that one. This is the clarinet polka. We'll do the Barbara polka. Sounds like Barbara Streisand. But this is the Barbara polka. Barbara sounds the greatest. That's the Cheryl Polka.
That's the way the money goes. Up goes the table. Oh, me so prolapse, oh, molapse, oh, me so prolapse, me prolapse long time.
I don't know that that was engineered all that well, because the Cheryl Polka seemed a little off-key. All right, everyone, goodbye. I can't believe I said goodbye. Texifornia, you need to learn about this thing. It's called a clock in this show. By the way, keep an eye on Twitter, Bloated Lesbian on Twitter, because I think... maybe even today, maybe tomorrow, maybe someday, but soon I am going to do the show at late at night, but I'm not going to schedule it just to see how it goes. So keep an eye on my Twitter. And does anybody need to promote anything before I close? BigGaySexShow.com, Antivera's RetardedWhoreShow.com, EatMyAssOutWithASpoon.com. LadyRaptastic.com, even though she doesn't do shows no more. Diamond, I can't fucking pronounce, Diamond Manaphy. Yeast Radio Insane Films, CooterPie.com. noneck.com, prolapse your mother with stinkhairinbc.com, getfucked.com. I'm going to play this voicemail I got, and then I'm leaving for real this time, for real. Because my solicitor is calling, you know. Didn't mention that casually enough yet. Oops. Oh, again with her.
I'm only like 6 years behind and listening again to your shows, but you know, you talked about Andy Melton starting the walk, and he does 3-hour walks, and I have his, he twitters usually when he goes out for walks to take pictures, and those twitters are forwarded to my phone, great. So of course you and Andy both, every tweet you send ends up on my phone, which makes
Oh, that's fascinating,
day.
Mark, really.
But anyway, with Andy walking 3 hours, I'm thinking for Andy, wouldn't that be like to the mailbox at the end of the road and back again? I think Andy ought to put like miles in there, how many miles he walks instead of how many hours he walks, because, if he wants to get his heart rate up, I think it ought to be the number of miles or distance that he goes. So, Andy, if you listen to this, please try to put in your mileage. We don't want you to have a heart attack, but...
Shut up, Mark.
Just a thought.
People, what was I going to... There was something I was going to play in the show. Somebody, does anybody remember? There was a song. Somebody reminded me of something. Does anybody remember? Is this a particular artist? So anybody that's listening now that was listening at the beginning, there was something I was going to play. Really? Not Miles. Who the hell's Miles? Come on, help me, someone. What was I going to play? Seriously. God, you all suck. You don't remember? I don't think anybody's even listening to me. Yes, it was Mehmed. God, you people suck my cunt. All right, let's see. This is a skit, and this is fun. I don't know what it is. Your mama. Yeah, I'm talking to you, dumb fox. God, not for long, though. You'll see.
By 1992, Second City's cast in Chicago featured the multi-talented Amy Sedaris and Paul Dinello, who would later star in Comedy Central's Exit 57 and Strangers with Candy. Here are Paul and Amy performing a ballad of love lost to the Lord himself in Jesus.
Daddy? Daddy, where's Mom?
Mama left. She's been watching that 700 Club all the time. She just ran off, said she was going to find Jesus. Just left. And I wrote this song about it. Hail Mary, full of grace. Your boy kicked me in the face. He made my wife run away. For a big promise on Judgment Day. My wife called me a sinner. I guess I'll be fixing my own dinner. Now I'm left with pain and loathing. Caused by a wolf in Messiah's clothing. My wife dumped me for a guy named Jesus. Now I see a cross and I fall to pieces. It hurts to say his dad's name when someone sneezes. My wife dumped me for a guy named Jesus.
No, I'm trying to get a tumor out, and I can't afford I can't afford surgery, and I'm trying to get this cancer tumor out of my breast with this here screwdriver. That's what I'm doing. Okay, well, morons, don't you think if they were really breasts, maybe it would hurt me, the fact that I'm sticking a goddamn screwdriver inside my tits? Fucking idiots.